Welcome to the Team Engagement Podcast, where leaders of teams share their insights. Brought to you by Blue Sky Business Consulting, we discuss five questions in about 15 minutes.
Hello again, everyone. Glad you have chosen to join us here on the Team Engagement Podcast. We always are glad to have you joining us. And I'm also glad to have Glenn Akromoff on our podcast today. Glenn, thank you so much for, and I think I've got to make sure I get your name, Akromoff, right?
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah. That's it.
I want to keep that one live, but I realized after I said, I was like, no, I reverted back to the way I've been saying it instead of the right way. Yeah. Glenn Akromoff. So Glenn, thank you for being patient with me, but we are so glad that you've taken time to join us on the podcast. What would you like the audience to know about Akromoff, which is your company?
We work really hard with companies to revitalize their workplace when they're having challenges. If you can use our stuff on our website, we're glad to give it away. Our whole mission is to make workplaces healthy, happy, and productive.
Oh, I like that. I'm a big fan of keeping emotional well-being high on the list of workplace culture and whatnot. So I love that. So I'm glad that you're working on that. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks for your endeavors in that area. All right, well, let's get started with our questions. Now, Glenn, as a business owner, how would you advise someone to know when to pivot in their business?
Well, we just went through that process actually for like the second time. We're going on 3.5 years. I would say first thing is to listen to your instincts. When you think things aren't going well, don't ignore it. Hmm. Go ahead and look at it. One of the things that we realized is, you know, for us, my story on that is that our business doesn't really resonate in social media. And the reason we found out that it doesn't is because we are very sincere about what we do. We get in the middle of your stuff with you when we're working with you, but most people don't. And people don't believe that we're really being honest in social media, because social media can be a little bit shiny,
yeah,
I guess is the best way I can put it. So we realize that doesn't work. So we have pivoted out of doing social media. We do post our podcasts, you know, these sort of things. We post every once in a while, but we are not doing the normal, engagements that everyone recommends, because it doesn't work for us. And for us, everyone tells you got to do that or you're not going to be successful. So for us, that was a big pivot away from what wasn't working for us. We were wasting our resources on it. And what we did is our instincts told us we're not getting the following we want. We're not doing the things we want. And our instincts said, do this. So we took a quick analysis, realized that our instincts were right, and we moved away from that.
That's interesting, because, you know, especially in this day and age where social media plays such a big part, it can be really tempting to kind of go with the flow. But I really like your idea of following your instinct. If you feel like something's off, take a look at it. I really like that. Good point. All right. Well, question number two, Glenn, if you would share with the audience one of your company's core values, and then how that value helps to help you make decisions in your company.
Well, I have four core. They're not really the values. They're really guiding principles for me.
Great.
And in turn, they're my expectations for any team I work with, and they lead our company. So the first one, and I'll share that one with you, is we do things right. And we do the right thing. Mm. And sometimes sometimes they conflict, first of all. And so we always do the right thing. And sometimes that hurts. And we've had a couple of times where, I've had two contracts over near $500,000 that we declined to continue with. Why did we do that? Because it wasn't going to be successful. They weren't committed to change, and it was the right thing for us to do, and they weren't committed to the right thing. Mm. And so that's how we make decisions with it. And that's how we decide what clients we work with. And we want to work with everyone. Let's be perfectly clear about that. But there are times when it isn't the right time or it isn't the right client, and we are willing to walk away, so they can find the right partner, and so can we.
Well, I really like that. That's an excellent example, in my opinion, of looking at in your guiding principle as opposed to just a core value, but how you use that to make decisions, not just within the business, but even the people that you work with. And I think that's so valuable. And I hope that all the audience was listening carefully, because that's a great example of why values need to kind of dictate the decisions that we make, whether you're using a value or you're using a set of guiding principles, whatever it is. But I really like that. Well done. I'm
Thank
glad you
you.
guys are doing that. Question number three, is there a tip that you have for the business owners out there who are looking to find and then hire talent?
Yeah, I think the one thing that I would say that is important is to not get caught up in having it look a certain way or the person look a certain way. If you look at me, and I've been a city manager, so I've been the CEO of a city, and I don't have a formal degree. Now, most of city managers in the qualifications, it says you need a master's degree. I do believe that I was successful in the work that I did, and we made some good progress in my time there. I'm not a typical candidate. Your typical candidates aren't always the best answer. And in today's world, they can come from any kind of background. So I think the key to that is don't be looking for that. Don't get so tied up in your job description that you go for someone who is, you narrow your search so much that you end up missing the diamond in the rough that's there.
Right. I really like that because it can be, and it's tempting because when you're looking at dozens or hundreds, even of
Yeah.
resumes, you're trying to find ways to filter. But it's so important that we look not just at the skill set that's on that piece of paper, but or the PDF document, as is the case nowadays.
Right.
but yeah, I really look beyond that. Culture plays a great part, and I think you mentioned that earlier about, or maybe that was before we started the recording, about what you do to help bring the culture back in and make sure that emotional well-being is in there, because it only takes one bad apple to really throw that off. But really, really, really like that answer about looking beyond that, about the outward appearance. So very, very good. All right, question number four. How do you identify and then develop strengths within your company?
Well, that is what part of what we do as a company for to help others do that. The key part is identifying your people. Every one of us has a gift that we're given, which I define as something that you know how to do that you don't know why. You never really learned, you just know. Then you have a skill set, and you also have passions, what you're passionate about that really lights your fire and keeps you motivated. We all have those. They're all different, which is the beauty of it, right? We get to connect. So when you're developing strength of our company, and we're building our company as well as when we're working with someone else, it's about identifying the individual. I talk about this a lot. There is an I in team. If the individual is not utilized and fed, then there is no team. But I think that's the key for us, is identifying those, help people identify those on your team, and then put them together like a pu puzzle piece. And it's okay. We all have weaknesses. It's okay to not work too hard on your weaknesses. We want you to work hard on your strength. We'll
Like that.
find someone to cover your weakness,
Yeah.
whose their strength is your weakness.
Oh, that's great. Such great advice, because we do have a tendency to want to hammer away at the weaknesses instead of developing the strengths. So
Right.
like that.
Right.
Great. Thank you. All right. Fun part of the podcast here. It's
Yeah.
time for me to get the baseball cap on. And I'm excited to hear, because before we started the recording, just for the audience's benefit, you should know that Glenn tells me that he grew up very close to the Baseball Hall of Fame. So I'm just going to say that. So, Glenn, do you have a favorite baseball story you'd like to share?
I do. I have a ton of them because I love baseball and I grew up so close to the Hall of Fame. But for me, my dad was a police officer. He was a New York State trooper, and he actually ran the security detail for about 11 years at the Hall of Fame game every August.
Oh,
So I got to go to the Hall of Fame game regularly, and which was really quite awesome.
yeah.
But one of the things that I remember the most, and was one of the coolest things that my dad got to experience, is one year when George Bush was vice president, he came to the Hall of Fame game. So my dad got to work with the Secret Service and all of that, but he got to meet him as part of the process. And then George Bush actually walked out on the field with Ted Williams, and my dad walked them to the edge of the field. So
Nice.
what I didn't get to be there, which was a bummer, but my dad got to experience that. And one of the first books that I really got into was Ted Williams' book on hitting. So you know, two, and I really respected George Bush 41 because he was a he did a lot of different things, was a really successful guy. So two of the people that I admired most, actually three, because my dad is my hero. So it's a pretty cool experience that
Yeah.
not everybody gets to be a part of, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's part of the reason why I love to ask these questions, because I've had some really cool stories and I just love that. Well, thank you for sharing that. I really, really appreciate that. And of course, we appreciate you taking time to be with us on the podcast. And how can people find you, Glenn?
Well, you can find us at akromoff.com. We're on link. We are on LinkedIn. We have a presence there. If you want to get hold of us there, you can find us. We're on Facebook. We do Twitter slash X, all that stuff. But the website's got a bunch of stuff on it. I also want to mention we do. I did write a book on how I build teams. It's called The Human-Centered Team, and you can find that on Amazon.
Fantastic. Thank you. And thanks again to everyone for taking time to join us here on the Team Engagement Podcast. We wish everybody a great day. Thanks.
This is Sean Richards with the Team Engagement Podcast, where leaders of teams share their insights. For more ideas, go to teamengagementpodcast.com. We also invite you to follow or subscribe to our podcast wherever you may be listening or watching. Is your business thriving? Go to tbs-score.com to find out. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great day.